flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I've been calling the Blue Jays frauds for forever, right? Even when they were good, even when they were making the playoffs, even when they were beating the Yankees, I just don't trust them. They haven't won a playoff game with this group. Last year was a disaster for them. It fell apart. Bichette had a miserable year. The offense has been way down. They've made a decision to kind of attempt to go with pitching and defense. Like, they brought in Varsho and some different guys and tried to get... And Kiermaier, and they've tried to become better defensively and let go of the Teoscar Hernandezes and stuff. Like, and it's failed them, and they've been a disaster. And I still consider them frauds. But I have to admit, this news today, Max Scherzer. Now, I don't know if you could trust Max Scherzer. $13 million seems like a lot. And with the Blue Jays, it'll probably blow up in their face. But if he's got anything and can have a bounce back year, there are also rumors that right now, Alex Bregman has a 6-year offer from the Toronto Blue Jays just waiting there. I'm sure he doesn't want to take it, but maybe he will. And if they add Scherzer, Santander, Alex Bregman, along with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and probably a bounce back year from Dante Bichette, Springer, who's always dangerous, although he had a bad year last year, suddenly the Blue Jays are now a threat in that division to go along with a improving Red Sox team and a an upstart still, you know, 2 years in now, Baltimore Orioles team, who didn't do much this offseason. I'm surprised they didn't do a lot this offseason. But forget the Dodger talk, right? This whole thing, the New York Yankees are predicated. And where they are right now and their unwillingness to go over the tax and waiting for Stroman to get traded before they make a move at third base, this is all predicated, and we say it a lot, on the idea that they are the best team in the American League. Right? I just had an argument with a caller 2 minutes ago about the Yankees and the reason I put them number one at the dopey list, which, by the way, if you saw that on social media that I put out my definitive list, I gave it about 2 seconds of thought and a caller brought it up. I didn't, like, come up with a segment. Here it is. My definitive list on the teams most likely to win championship. A caller asked me, I did it real quick, and it's about the teams as they presently sit. I can't take into consideration trades and such not, and I do think the Jets with Aaron Rodgers have a chance to compete in the NFL. And I've seen the Rangers, never mind, we don't have to get it. I've seen the Rangers fail in the postseason when they've had great teams. It's just a hard thing for people like, Rangers, the Jets over the Rangers, what are you, nuts? Like, the Rangers, even when they're good, can't get through this playoff. I think the Jets have a chance. I know that's crazy. But if the Blue Jays are going to be, it's about being the best team in the American League. And I still think the Blue Jays are frauds. But I do have to admit, if Scherzer gives them anything, and they could pitch a little bit. Now, they've lost guys in the bullpen. Romano's not their closer anymore. They do have some options. They've done some things. But that offense, if they add Bregman, because that's when it gets scary. And there is a report they have a $6 million deal on the table. If they add Bregman, and they do everything they can to convince Vladimir Guerrero to stay, and they're not going to trade him because they're winning a little bit and they want to try and keep him. I mean, that is a lineup along with the Santander they added, who's a flawed player, but still, I mean, the middle, that's a dangerous lineup now. That's a dangerous lineup. And that's the moves that the Yankees should be reacting to. I don't care what the Dodgers do, and you got to keep up with them and react to them stealing everybody and signing every, you know, signing Kirby Yates and Tanner Scott and doing, you know, Blake Snell and everything they've done in this offseason. Roki Suzuki, who the Yankees had their hopes would come to them. Like, I don't care what the Dodgers do. I don't. I don't expect Hal Steinbrenner to be the Dodgers, and I don't think the Yankees should react to Dodger moves. But they better be the best team in the American League. Because it's a down American League, even with what I'm talking about happening in Toronto. It's a down American League. I think the Royals have a chance to continue to get better. I think the Tigers are clearly going to be better. I don't think that just because of how they performed at the end of last year means they're going to be a force. But they'll be better than they were for most of last year before going on that run. If Bregman goes back to Houston, they're always a threat. Always will be a threat until they're not. The Red Sox are getting a little bit better, and Baltimore has a bunch of young kids who underperformed in the second half, and they don't scare me as much, but still a very good team. And the Yankees have flaws, no doubt. But today, as we sit, the New York Yankees are the best team in the American League. Those types of moves. And Kim just signed with the Rays, although I'm not really worried about the Rays, but Kim goes to the Rays. Like, that's where the Yankees need to be. The Yankees better be the best team in the American League. And if they feel like they're not, and if Bregman and Scherzer go to, and again, who knows? Scherzer might not ever pitch. All right, I know it's a long shot, but something about it just, they're frauds, but something about Scherzer going there was just like, and then I hear Bregman for 6 years, and they brought in Santander, and they're in it on Pete Alonso. They're looking to make moves. And if they're looking to sell Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on staying, maybe they add at the deadline with like intensity and really try and convince him to stay. I don't know. But they better be the best team in the American League. And then the other thing that happened is, obviously, Polanco signs back with Seattle. It's $7.75 guaranteed money with incentives all the way up to $13 million. I got to be honest with you. I know I'm screaming about finding a better option at third base. I was glad to see Polanco go. That is a move I do not want for the Yankees. I want a legitimately solid player, and the Yankees have the ability to do it. Go get a rise. Go trade for my man, Nolan Arenado. You know, even if you get Willie Castro and Vasquez as your backup catcher from Minnesota, which has kind of been talked about, that makes a little more sense because at least you're getting two players there. Like, something. Polanco he's awful last year. I have no problem not bringing back Polanco. But still, the Yankees need to figure out that third base hole because they need to be the best team in the American League. And the Blue Jays are at least making the effort. And if Bregman goes there, now you're talking about a lineup that's better than the New York Yankees. I honestly, that for sure, the rest of their team doesn't compare. They don't have the rotation. They don't have the bullpen. But the lineup is better than the New York Yankees if Bregman goes there now. And they've added Scherzer to the back end of the rotation.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller. I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.